We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour two of the Hockman and Crowder Show Thanksgiving Day Best Of Special. It's Solana. Hope everybody's having a good day. Taking you up until 6 p.m. here on 790 The Ticket. Going to get into some headlines, and then we will continue on with the laughter. On behalf of Hawk, of Crowder, myself, would like to wish everybody a happy and safe Thanksgiving. I hope you're enjoying it with your friends, with your family, whoever you're with. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying the food. Save me some leftovers. And meet me in Kendall. Meet me in Kendall at the Super Wheels, and bring me some extra green bean casserole, a little sweet potato pie, some turkey. Who's abuela out there cooks well? Which one of your abuelas is making arroz con frijoles today at the Thanksgiving table? That's what I want. I want some of abuela's good cooking. Anyways, let's get to headlines here. As we continue on with the Hockman and Crowder Show Best Of Special. Coming up, just about half an hour, Cowboys-Raiders, your NFL football Thanksgiving schedule. And then at 8:20 tonight, Saints, they're going to host the Buffalo Bills. Tomorrow, Panthers at Capitals, 5 p.m. Saturday, UM at Duke, 12:30 p.m. kickoff, I should say. And then there will be a tip-off at 8 in Chicago. The Miami Heat, they'll play a very good Chicago Bulls team right now. That is a good game. 8 p.m. tip-off on 790 The Ticket right here on Saturday. And then Sunday, you've got the Dolphins hosting Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers at 1 p.m. Let's get into the funny stuff here. This is a segment about me lying. And listen, I don't lie. Rarely will you catch me lying, especially on the air. I mean, you know, the faithful Hawk and Crowder Show listeners, you guys know I'm as truthful as they come. Truthfully, I'm as truthful as they come. I mean, you can trust me. I'm that kind of guy, you know. You can confide in me, and I have your back always. And it's kind of the way I carry myself in person, on the radio. I'm just a guy who likes to spread truth. But, you know, there's the rare occasion where, you know, there might be a misstep on my part, and this was one of them.
Crowder, it's Solana's fault. Solana crowed about buying two of those trophy gold jerseys. Two of them. Limited edition. Somehow he scores two of them. Significant investment. And they have not won a game since. They're 0-4 since.
And yep, God don't like ugly. That's greedy, Solana. That's just greedy.
Greedy and ugly. Two good. Terrible character traits. Boy, we thought those things were good looking after the first victory. And then Solana bought two. Solana, what do you have to say for yourself? Do you take any responsibility for this four-game losing streak?
On the contrary, I thought, look, you buy one, that's an odd number. Odd numbers very rarely have to do with good luck. I bought two. I thought two would be a better balance, better vibes, better vibras for the Miami Heat. Clearly, I don't know. I was off. I guess I shouldn't have bought these jerseys. I shouldn't have gloated about buying these jerseys. I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to reverse this
curse.
Here's
the thing, though. If you do bear some responsibility here, and I am making the correlation that you not just bought the two jerseys but gloated about it, I'm making the correlation that you sent them into a tailspin. And furthermore, you will bear some responsibility for Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero or Precious Achiuwa not being on this team come Friday.
I didn't buy the trophy gold jerseys with their names on the back, so whatever. Later.
Hey, I can't let it slide, Hawk. I don't know if he's fishing. I can't let it slide. What are you talking about? There's no lucky odd numbers.
That yeah, I don't make know. Any I don't sense know. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what is that? I mean, it's like
first of all, the luckiest number is seven. I mean, that's
they
considered
call it lucky number seven.
Considered worldwide the luckiest number.
Well, I've never heard of that, but you put. You're pouring yourself a drink. You're pouring yourself a drink. You never put three or five ice cubes. You put two or four. Unlucky. Odd number
yeah,
of ice cubes.
I mean,
cube.
One of the best drinks is a 7 and 7. I don't even know what, like, you. Every example you're giving comes back to 7. But literally, the luckiest number in the world. 7. Odd number. I've never heard of that is a great answer.
He's in his bag early, Solana.
He is
boy,
in his bag
boy.
Early. I've never heard of that. That's a great way to get out of anything.
Never heard of it.
Mark, why does this girl keep calling you at all hours of the day at the house? Huh? No, I've never heard of that. Never heard of what? The phone? What have you never heard? I don't know. I've never heard of that. I don't. It is a good out. That was such a great answer. I've never heard of that. You didn't miss a beat. I mean, you better be pretty well damn sure that there's not any lucky odd numbers if you're going to come out with that sweeping statement. But it is something to forget the luckiest number in the history of the world.
That he's never heard of.
And a slot machine. That's the if it comes up 777, that's when you get the jackpot. It's the luckiest number in the world. All right. If you're listening on 790, we're giving away Leroy's loot. And the word this hour is bike, B-I-K-E. Don't text that to Myers Leonard. He might think you mean something else. You get a text back, they go, hey, bro, check your spelling. You're getting lazy on me.
He doesn't know what that word means either, by the way, guys.
His autocorrect is all messed up in his phone.
If he only had Solana's answer. I never heard of that.
What are you writing in the morning? Oh, my bad.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like a Shamrock Shake. What? You'll understand in a second. The Hawkman and Crowder Show, best of spectacular on Thanksgiving Day, continues. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Or as we'll be saying tonight at the Solana household, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Tuan Russell, former Dolphin, former Miami Hurricane, now the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, does incredible work in the community. And he's a friend of the show. If you listen to Hawkman and Crowder, you know a couple things about Tuan Russell. First, he has a koi pond. Second, he's passionate about student-athletes, community work, helping young men and women succeed in whatever it is they choose to do. And third, we bring him on to eat things on the radio, because why not? Tuan Russell joined us a couple, I believe this is a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and he had a Shamrock Shake live. On the air from a McDonald's drive-thru. It was awesome. Here it is.
Tuan Russell, we all know him and love him. Played linebacker for the Hurricanes and the Miami Dolphins. He's a bit of a Swiss Army knife for our show, right? We can call him in to talk about anything. Yes, when sir. It's heavy-duty cultural issues, Tuan is there. When it's silly, nonsensical, do you double dip at a party? Tuan is there. I mean, we're just, you know, when it's charitable endeavors, we all know Tuan is the most charitable former athlete in all of South Florida. His Russell Education Foundation is unparalleled in the work that they do in the community. But today, Tuan, you are being a gamer today, man.
Yeah, I think I said yes before I really thought this thing out. You know, I was like, oh, that'd be really cool. And I'm like, man, I'm lactose intolerant. You know, the bigger problem is I've been sitting in this McDonald's for about 5 minutes, And I'm sitting, you know, you can get on your app and order food. So I'm sitting there, and people kept walking up to the car. I was like, you know, did you order something? I'm like, no, I didn't order anything. And I think the one, she paused one time and looked down at her phone. I think she's, and I was like, man, she's going to call 911. So I got a little nervous.
Yeah, you could be in trouble there. So now, some McDonald's don't have the Shamrock Shake. Do you know that this one has it?
I mean, they got a. I drove around. You know, I did some surveillance. So they have a. They have a little sign out there.
No wonder they're calling
the
cops. You're surveilling the McDonald's and not ordering anything.
It says time to Shamrock. So I'm pulling up. Pulling up in the drive-thru right now.
All right.
I think I'm good.
Excellent. All right. Pull up to the drive-thru. Tuan Russell. Again, he's lactose intolerant, and you've never had a Shamrock Shake, right?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm okay. Yourself?
I'm doing real good.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
I'm here to Shamrock today.
The Shamrock Shake?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to meet? What
do you recommend?
I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, I'll take the medium.
You want to take a medium Shamrock Shake?
Yeah.
Would I be out today?
No, you can't come to McDonald's without getting the fries. So I'm gonna get a large fry.
There you go.
You can't come without getting
our
fresh fries.
You know it, right?
You don't feel right.
Can you give me some extra ketchup and look, make sure they're hot with some extra salt on them, too?
I'm sorry. Well done.
Absolutely.
And what else?
That's it.
Okay, you want just ketchup on the side?
Yes, ma'am.
I got you, sweetie. You're totally sweet.
I'm a sweetie?
Sweetie.
You all right. You all right with me. I'll talk to you in a little bit. All right. Take care. She called me sweetie.
Bro, you got game for days,
Tuan.
Man. That was a how to.
Tuan, you just put on a clinic.
Oh my goodness, that was a clinic. I'm not even kidding you. Tuan put on his smooth voice. Oh, let him go. Let him go. I'm buttoning your shirt, Tuan.
Show him the chest. Show him the chest.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Did you tell me to unbutton my shirt? He tried to get me divorced and to get the house and everything.
How you
doing?
That
thank
Tuan.
You very much.
Ooh.
Oh, these freshly hot, right? Nice and hot. Thank you very much. All right. Mm.
Oh, man. I mean, you
Wait,
already
hold on.
Had
can
a day.
Give me...
All right, so.
You got to give me a. Do you... Oh, it's a shake. Okay. I thought I'd get a spoon.
No. It's a milkshake.
Okay.
All right, so now pull into a parking spot.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull in a parking spot real quick. Give me a second.
Before you have it, or as you take your first sip, can you put the camera up on your phone, take a picture so we can see it later of you enjoying your first Shamrock Shake?
Yeah, I'll see if I can do that. You know, that takes a lot of effort and energy. You know,
I know old people don't know how to talk on the phone and use one of the apps at the same time, or how to take a picture. It's like, well, I think I'll disconnect. I'm like, no, just go to your home screen and you can take a picture.
Oh, the fries are amazing. They're nice and hot.
Yeah, McDonald's fries, they're unparalleled.
If you talk to me like that, I would get you hot fries too, Tuan.
I mean, bro, that was as smooth as I have ever heard him. That was a clinic.
With the smooth respect too, with the ma'am. Thank you so much, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, make them hot.
What would you suggest?
Oh,
no one
goodness.
Ever asks the McDonald's employee what size they would suggest. That girl was swooning.
What?
All right,
What did she call me? Sweetie.
Sweetie. Pop? Yeah, she
Sweetie.
Did.
I'm going to go home and tell my wife. I'm like, hey, you better get on your game. They think I'm a sweetie pie.
Hey, Tuan, don't tell your wife about this one. Just live. Right. Let's just go.
Make sure you button your shirt
I might be sleeping by myself, but.
Hey, you know,
when
you're
46, you don't get sweetie pie very often. You get sir, mister.
But it's like, you know, you get home. People are always like, women, you know, do I smell perfume? What do I smell on you? And Twan's wife is like, do I smell French fries on you? Why are you out getting French fries in the middle of the day? Twan Russell! I know you, Twan. All right, so you do not eat much dairy, I'm guessing, being lactose intolerant.
So it's funny. When I played football, I had a stomach problem. And actually, I have a thing called delayed gastric emptying. Long story, my food does not digest well, especially oily food and milk. So after my career, I realized the doctor told me I was that lactose intolerant. Now, I drank a shake every day. I ate a bowl of ice cream every single day. If I wasn't eating a bowl of ice cream, I probably could have went to the Hall of Fame, at least a Pro Bowl. But you know, I was drinking kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? So I was drinking kryptonite. So it was
Ben and Jerry kept you out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Ben and Jerry, those bastards.
Absolutely. I didn't get to maximize my ability because I was putting all this milk in my body. So
you've never had a Shamrock Shake though.
No, I didn't realize it was green until I Googled it.
Yeah, Shamrock. So for people that don't know, McDonald's has it once a year around St. Patrick's Day, so about a month away. According to Wikipedia, the Shamrock Shake is a seasonal green mint-flavored milkshake, and it's sold during March or leading up to March to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the U.S., Canada, and Ireland. The Shamrock Shake was introduced first in 1970. Initially, the shake was lemon-lime flavored with vanilla ice cream, lemon-lime sherbet, and vanilla syrup. By 1973, the shake was merely a green-colored vanilla shake, eliminating the lemon-lime sherbet. It is now mint-flavored. And so, have you taken your first sip?
No, I'm waiting for permission.
All right, so let's do this. Here it is, Twan Russell taking his first ever sip of a McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
Wow. Surprisingly interesting. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Refreshing, right?
A little vanilla, a little I'm not going to lie. I went into this skeptical. I didn't think I was going to like it, but this is actually pretty good.
You know why, Twan? Because black people don't eat mint. Black people don't like mint, Twan. That's why you were skeptical. Let's be honest.
Well, the only time I get mint is when I stay in a hotel and sitting on my pillow. And since I don't go to hotels very often, you know, I don't get that mint on my pillow.
I've been trying to explain that to Hawk.
I don't know if Crowder's right on this because menthol cigarettes are favored by the African American community. This is fact.
Well, I've never smoked a cigarette before, so does menthol taste like mint? Does it actually, I don't know what it tastes. Does it give you like a minty taste?
I don't know either, to be quite honest.
I haven't smoked one, but I kissed a bunch of girls that smoked them, and it does have a little tinge to it.
I'm thinking that Crowder, your dad Randy, like he would have been enjoying Shamrock Shakes his entire life if they called them menthol shakes.
No, because menthol cigarettes are more expensive. They're more expensive.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, Randy's going to get the GPS.
Cool's got to be menthol,
the Cools?
Right?
Yeah,
is menthol. Menthol's Cools? Yeah, my dad used to go at those Cools. I think he used to watch those commercials and see that brother standing tall. He used to always grab his pack out and take one.
I don't think that was a brother, Twan. I think that was a camel.
No, that's camel. No, Cools were a brother.
It was.
Yeah.
Twan cool thought cigarettes. The camel was a big old light-skinned dude.
No,
Man, he got a long face.
Hey, stand up, man. You're all hunched over. All right, so here he is. He is trying for the first time ever a Shamrock Shake. Now, with your fries there at McDonald's, do you find yourself enjoying it?
The fries are unbelievable. I mean, the fries are, like she said, it was right out of the grease, so that was good. I asked. The lady took care of me. She said, "Baby, I'm going to take care of you." That's good.
Look at that. So do you like it? Like, what would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it a 7.5. I wouldn't quite go 8 because 8, I would want to do it once a week. 7.5, I mean, I could do this again. I wouldn't say it would be my go-to because I love McDonald's. First of all, I was a little upset, you know, that the McRib ended a couple weeks ago.
I went to the store. Oh, I said, they need to ask me permission next time. They can't just turn off the McRib and not putting a notice out so I can get one more bite.
Oh, I didn't realize the McRib was over. Oh, because Shamrock Shake and a McRib is a good combo.
Well, that was my hope. I mean, I was hoping, but they ended it a couple weeks ago, so McRib.
All right, so 7.5 out of 10. I think that's a good rating for someone that's A, lactose intolerant, and B, never had a Shamrock Shake. I think that's a good rating.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say no whipped cream, though. I should have said no whipped cream. I think that's a little too much.
I think – I'll tell you why I like the whipped cream on the Shamrock Shake. I like to mix it up a little bit, and it flattens the mint taste a little bit. You know what I mean? So that way it's not too minty.
For a stereotypical black person who is lactose intolerant to add whipped cream is just putting, you know, gasoline on the fire.
I got you.
Antoine, it being what is it right now? 4:38. When is this gonna go downhill for you, bro?
It happens quick. Within 30 minutes, it's gonna be it's gonna be a rainstorm.
wait till you get Sweetie Pie at the drive-thru home, and that lactose intolerance hits you. She's gonna head for the hills.
If I don't get home in the right time, my laundry is going to be sour.
Antoine, the Hawk was arguing with me earlier, man. I have IBS. IBS sounds a little more masculine than lactose intolerance, doesn't it?
I don't think so.
It does. No. IBS sounds like you're a boxer. No, it does sound like you.
Yeah.
But I can't determine what God gave me. I'm a little loose. I'm a little loose. I'm a little loose in that area when I put milk in my body. So I mean, it does sound a little less masculine. But you know what? I don't smell masculine though. I mean, I don't smell. I smell masculine.
Yeah, I was gonna say because in the country, you know, we call diabetes sugar, and lactose intolerance is just called milk. You can just say I got milk. I got the milks.
I got the milks. I got the bad milks.
You know I'm going to watch out for you, Troy. You my dude, man. I'm going to watch out for you.
Hey, man. You're one of the most country people I've met in my life. I mean, you eat raccoon?
Oh, yes. But we put them in a cage and corn feed them to clean the meat out.
Man, do you go around
That's
shooting,
country. That's country.
Do you go around shooting the iguanas and eating and skin them and eating those too?
I won't eat an iguana, but I don't want to tell too many people, but I've shot enough iguanas on my back porch. All of Davy animals know not to come on my porch.
You know where he is now? Do you know where he is now, Twan? He's in Minnesota right now.
Minnesota?
Yep.
You getting that storm up there? I mean, Minnesota's cold.
Twan, it is -9 degrees right now. Two nights ago, it was -26.
Why are you in Minnesota? Like, what's so important?
There's the question. That's the question I was waiting for you to ask.
And the answer is quite humbling, Twan, because my family likes to ski, but we're not going to Colorado because it's too expensive. So we come to Minnesota because we can ski and I can save a bunch of money because I'm cheap as hell.
You're the second black person I ever met that skis. You know, Terry Kirby skis too. I never met anybody else black in my life that skis.
Oh, Twan, it's funny you say that because I don't ski. I sit and drink with the old fat husbands in the chalet, they call it. My wife and my children ski. I just talk and drink beer all day.
How did your wife learn how to ski?
I believe they call it a chalet. I believe you call it a chalet. call it a chalet.
They leave off the T? Why? There's no silent T's. That's a chalet.
They see you coming a mile away when you go, hey, I'm going to hang out at the chalet. They know what's walking through the door.
I'll tell you this. You in a Minnesota ski resort and you have dreads, tattoos, and you're 6'3 black, they already know you're not from around here.
Security following you everywhere.
Hello, sir. Hey, hello, sir.
Just to look at you.
A bunch of people texting in when I was giving the original ingredients of the Shamrock Shake. Was I trying to say sherbert? Because I said sherbet a couple times. No, I was not trying to say sherbert, because sherbert's not a word. The dessert is called sherbet.
You call it
all
sherbet?
You texters. That's what it is. It's S-H-E-R-B-E-T. If you say sherbet,
so why does everybody in America call it sherbet?
Because everybody in America is a sheep, and they're saying it wrong. It's sherbet.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's sherbet. I do walk to my own beat. There's no question there. But it is sherbet. It's not sherbet.
I am halfway done with this shake. It's actually pretty good, especially with fries.
Still 7.5, or is the rating increasing?
No. You have to compare it to like a soft serve ice cream cone,
okay,
which is the best thing at McDonald's by far.
I agree.
You get a soft. In fact, the best way to do it, you get a soft serve ice cream cone, and then you get it in a cup. See what happens? They'll give you a little bit extra, put it in the cup, and crunch it all down with a spoon, and then you eat it.
That's a good hack right there. Yeah. He just gave you a good life hack. Look at that. Twan. If you listened to Twan during this segment, you just heard how to run game for real, and you just got a real life hack on McDonald's ice cream.
I was just going to tell Twan, don't go back around that drive-thru because you're going to have a phone number on your receipt.
No, sir. Hey, you know what? I might – wait a second. Let me look at the receipt because I'm almost home. So My wife's Jamaican. My wife is from Jamaica. She carries a switchblade with her all the time. Let me just – okay, I'm good.
Wife's Cuban. I think we're in the same boat, big dog.
You're going to walk into that McDonald's.
She don't care if I was an active participant or not. I'm guilty by association.
You're going to walk into that McDonald's with your wife one day, and that girl's going to be behind the counter. Hi, Shamrock. Who is she talking to? Hi, Shamrock.
Hey, Shannon,
I'm at Publix one day. I was still playing, right? This is like 2001, 2002. I'm still playing, so I'm looking good. I actually had an app, right? I had one app. So we're standing in the line in Publix, and this lady, I guess they were speaking in Spanish, and they were looking behind me. I don't speak a word of Spanish. They're just talking, and I guess they were checking me out and saying something. My wife speaks Spanish. She turned around to the lady and said, hey, you better watch yourself. I say, hold on, baby. Let's go. What about this? She checking the last. It's two of them and one of you. I can't help, because if I help, then it's going to look bad. You got to fight this on your own. It's two ladies against you. All I got to do, I can sit there and referee and say, y'all can't fight. Y'all both can't fight her at the same time. You got to separate and go one at a time. But she was ready to get down, man. She was mad.
Twan needs a reality show. All right, we're up against a break. Twan Russell, you are a true gamer. Thank you for doing that. Make sure you send me a picture of you and the Shamrock Shake together, and let us know how things go in a couple hours.
I'll leave that part out, but thank you.
See you, Twan.
All right, guys.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Twan Russell. That was brilliant. Man, he shot and he scored. That was crazy.
Listen, that's why it was such a good game, Hawk, because Twan literally was just being pleasant. That was a lesson to y'all single guys out there listening. Just be pleasant and sweet and nice, boy. That was something else.
Goodness, that was like watching an artist paint a masterpiece.
On accident. Drawing the Mona Lisa on accident. Right. That's what that
Those
was.
Those kind of natural skills. That was something. All right, nice job by Twan Russell.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
All right, now it's Mike Cuno's turn to try a Shamrock Shake. Welcome back to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Best of show, spectacular, extravaganza. Any other word you want to throw in there, we're playing some of the best moments from Hawk and Crowder Show history in hopes that you're having a fantastic Thanksgiving Day, you and your family. From us to you, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Last segment, you heard Twan Russell in a McDonald's drive-thru. Hawk wanted him to unbutton his shirt, try the Shamrock Shake. Now Mike Cuno, another friend of the show, truthfully, somebody who I adore because, you know, I tend to be the guy that catches a lot of flack on this show. I'm the punching bag. I understand that. But when Mike Cuno's on the air, all the attention shifts to Cuño from Hawk and Crowder. It's my chance to breathe, you know? It's my chance to just sit back and watch somebody else get pummeled by these two. And that's exactly what happened as Cuño is somehow convinced by Hawk to call us from a McDonald's drive-thru and try out the Shamrock Shake.
Mike Cuño, he is now, let's bring him out. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cuño, sports anchor at CBS4 here in Miami. I think I read this on the air the other day. I thought this was such a great response. We had tweeted out from the 560 and 790 accounts, even though Tuan Russell is lactose intolerant, Hockman and Crowder have talked him into trying a Shamrock Shake for the first time ever on the air. And Cuño responded with just, how do you keep getting people to do this? And then fast forward to the next week, and here's Cuño in a McDonald's parking lot.
Cuño!
Getting this ready.
This is my fault because Hawk sends me a picture of him and his son this morning, just miserable from that Shamrock Shake they had the other night. And he's like, well, are you doing it? I'm like, I'm in. And so it's my fault. I have no one to blame
but myself for
allowing this to keep happening.
I played on your masculinity, first of all, because me and my son had one. And by the way, a Shamrock Shake happens to be delicious. I think I've just found out as I've gotten older that I'm lactose intolerant. So the experience, you know, if you look at all ends of the experience, one was better than the other. But Tuan Russell enjoyed it. Now, here's the thing with Cuño, though. He's very fit, very in shape. We went through this with the McRib. Remember his, what's your favorite McDonald's food item, the snack wrap?
Snack wrap. I'm literally coming from the gym to do this. So this is ruining an hour's worth of work just for a radio bet. I've had Montezuma's Revenge, and it wrecked me for a month. I have no want to go back to that experience, yet here I am.
That's what happens. You go to the gym, your testosterone's flowing. I challenged you to have. Now, you've never had a Shamrock Shake, right? You've never had one.
No, I was, when you just tweeted out the photo, I was surprised it was that green. I don't think I'd even really like seen one before.
What world am I living in that people do? Because Tuan Russell did the same thing. He goes, "Why is it so green?"
Huck, you live in your own McDonald's themed world. This is the problem. Your schedule for the year revolves around the McDonald's menu. Like I know it's a big deal when like the Monopoly game comes out.
It really
but it's
is.
Not for everybody.
I do. I'm more into the McDonald's calendar than the Jewish calendar. I know more of the McDonald's releases than when the high holidays are. All right. So are you a milkshake? Like, do you always shy away? Again, you're coming from the gym. You're very fit. Do you always shy away from desserts and ice cream and milkshakes?
No, I just tend to have them. They're few and far between. Like, I like sweets and all, but it's usually pretty healthy stuff. Like I get crazy with like a piece of dark chocolate at night, you know, like let's get wild.
Oh my God. I mean, listen to this guy Crowder. I get crazy with a piece of dark chocolate. I mean, what are we doing here?
Ooh, wild man. Chocolate cake. Dude, is it for health, Cuño? Like, is it really to stay in shape? Why do you do that?
Yeah. Well, I think like healthier food actually just tastes better. You know, like, I don't know, processed food to me doesn't compute.
That's ridiculous.
So I just like healthier food. It, to me, it just has a better taste than all
the
other stuff.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm tempted to hang up on you.
You're
like
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Asparagus and spinach tastes better than ice cream.
I mean, can you imagine with a straight face, guy says healthier food tastes better than unhealthy food?
Come on.
I mean, come on. The only selling point for unhealthy food is that it tastes way better than healthy food.
Yeah, but see, that like 5 minutes of joy is then followed by 5 hours of in the bathroom, you know, so that's the trade-off.
Well, maybe you
like,
just have a weak
you forget
constitution.
That part. You're blinded. You're blinded by this green, bright shake. That's the problem.
I love a McRib. I love a large order of fries. I like a Shamrock Shake. I want to enjoy my life, as short as it may be. I want to enjoy my life.
All right, so blood pressure.
I'm surprisingly good. No blood pressure problems. My cholesterol. I'm not on Lipitor. I mean, there's plenty of guys 51 years old that are taking a lot of pills. Now, are you there? I know one day, but everybody, as they get older, they take that stuff.
I'm here. And all now right, my bigger fear is I have no gas. I'm more afraid I'm going to break down in the actual drive-thru.
I'm praying for that to happen right now. I am praying for you to break down in the drive-thru.
You're a
and
terrible
then
friend.
Someone to recognize you. Aren't you the guy from CBS4? all right, so go ahead. Is there anybody in line at the drive-thru?
No, I'm pulling in right now.
Run some game on the person working there.
What?
Well, that's what Twan Russell did. I'm just trying to make your appearance better.
I'm not Twan Russell. Hey, I had a question. Would you recommend the Shamrock Shake?
It would, I'm sorry?
Would you recommend the Shamrock Shake?
If you like mint, yes.
If I like mint? Do you like mint? No, right?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, go, Mike.
Let's go ahead and do the Shamrock Shake then. I'll try it. I'll do a small.
Okay. What else?
That's it.
One small Shamrock Shake. I mean, she's not exactly expecting some masculine dude to she's expecting somebody in one of those little.
I'm about to meet those expectations then.
Yeah, she's not expecting a pickup truck with testicles on the rearview mirror to pull around with one small Shamrock Shake, nothing else.
Mike, pull your sleeve up on your left arm. Pull the sleeve up on your left arm and show your arm out the window.
Yeah, show the bicep. Show the bicep.
You know what I'm really concerned about is I have my engagement photo shoot like right after this, and I'm just gonna say I'm wearing white and I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, you're gonna be engaged on the toilet.
And for sure, Mike, don't show the ring. Keep the ring inside, the bicep outside the window.
Right. And then when you take that first sip, just stay in the window and flex. When you bring the sip up to your mouth, flex.
These are all terrible ideas. Really hoping Jenny's not listening to today.
Are you there? Or how many people are in front of you?
This is just me. I'm waiting to pay right now. She just gave me the finger. Hold on.
Are you excited?
No. I told you. I'm nervous.
All right. But you got to finish the shake, you know. You got to finish it. We're not doing.
No.
Remember what you did
what
with the McRib?
No,
you
like
took a bite and two bites, and then you're like, you know, I think I've had enough of this. Like,
I had enough. It was two bites and in the trash can. 235. What a ripoff.
What McDonald's are you at, Cuno?
I'm on 8th Street.
You're embarrassing yourself in front of this lady. One small Shamrock Shake. Now you're complaining about the price. I mean, she's never had a worse customer.
$2.35 seems pretty steep to ruin the rest of my day. Thank you.
What a great line. $2.35 seems mighty steep to ruin the rest of my day. Thank you.
All right. Can I get a straw? Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go park.
All right. Is there whipped cream on it?
You ever talk about sports or anything?
No. Can you take a picture? Can you take a picture of you holding the Shamrock Shake?
I can. Hold on one second.
All right.
Shake you first.
Remember, Twan didn't know how to take a picture and stay on the phone.
Right. That's how you know if someone's young or old. Because most old people go, well, I can't take a picture. I'm talking to you on the phone.
You can.
I did have sports questions written down for you, but I've just lost any interest in it because I find this to be fascinating.
All right. I can't even speak. I took the picture.
All right. Make sure you text that to me.
Let's do this.
Here we go. Mix it up a little bit so it's not all super minty. You got to get, you know, some of the vanilla and the whipped cream.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it. Talk us through it.
The whipped cream saving it. Oh, that was a lot of mint at once.
I told you to mix it up.
Oh yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Crowder. Crowder, please stop with that noise. All right, you got 3 sips out of this. This is
what?
That's it.
That's it? You're tapping out?
Hold on. No, I'm having more.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. Now.
I'm waiting for it to get better. I'm waiting for it to get better. I really hope you don't have sponsors, McDonald's sponsors.
Yes, we do. So if you keep torching them, you're not going to be welcome on this show anymore.
Then my plan's working.
Hell no. If Tugboat can't get him kicked off,
I got, hey, you coming on? 220, 430, we want to torch you some more. That's basically what the text might as well read.
So how is it? Are you taking to it now?
The lady at the window says. Well, I keep drinking it because it's cool, which is nice. It's like I said, just came out of it. It's
refreshing.
It's helpful. But, man, that is a lot of mint. That is a lot of mint.
Yeah, it's a shamrock.
A lot of men.
Yeah, shamrock.
Yeah. It's like they put a leprechaun in a blender.
All right. Well, so are you a fan? What do you give it out of 10?
Out of 10? What's can I do?
But give us your barometer. What would a vanilla shake at McDonald's be out of 10? So we know what the baseline is.
Like a 6.
So a vanilla shake is only a 6?
McDonald's.
Really? Okay, so what's the shamrock shake?
This is like a 2-1.
What?
A 2-1 only because the whipped cream's good and it's cool, but, dude, this is a lot of, like, that's a lot of mint. I know I keep saying it, but that's all I'm getting.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the idea. It's like, it would be like having a chicken McNugget and going, man, this is a lot of chicken. I mean, it's a shamrock shake. It's a shamrock shake. It's supposed to be minty. You know, if you sipped it and it wasn't minty, you'd go, huh, I didn't really get a shamrock shake.
But see, the small seems too big. You know, that's the problem. That's how strong the mint is. It's just the small seems like a lot. And they're not even near finishing us.
I love mint, Hawk. A lot of people don't like mint.
That's true. Yeah, Crowder maintains mint is only for freshening your breath not for food.
Wait,
items.
So let me ask you something. Wait, Hawkman. Wait, how long did it take you to finish this? What size did you get?
I had an issue, Mike. My kid.
What?
I was falling asleep on the couch Saturday night, and my kid goes, "Hey, let's go get a shamrock shake." It was about 11:30 at night. And because I wanted to be a good dad, you know, like Ted Cruz, I want to do whatever my kid wants to do. So we go and we get the shamrock shake. And if you don't know, I'm 51 years old. I knocked down an entire medium shamrock shake at about midnight and then went right to sleep. And so I had some gut issues over the next 6-7 hours.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm gathering is that you don't like to be alone in anything, so you're making your friends go out and suffer with you. This is what...
There's no suffering with a shamrock shake. There's no suffering. This is a once-a-year treat at McDonald's.
Have you heard from Tuan since last week?
He's intubated. He's intubated. Okay, so until they remove that, No, he's fine. He loved it. He gave it a 7.5 out of 10. He loved it.
Quan's lying. He's not. I gotta go find him.
Crowder, you know he doesn't lie.
No, but the difference going in and coming out. Like, Hawk, you loved it. You loved the taste. That's why you drank it so fast. Just the backside of it. The second act, as I like to call it. Mike, you don't even like you don't even like drinking it? Because Tuan liked drinking it.
No.
Tuan just knew the second act was going to be really pretty tough.
No, see, it tastes synthetic. And see, that's what I'm talking about with food, guys. Like, you got to have, when you have a good meal, you know it's going to be good on both sides of the equation. It's not going to be bad, you know? And so I'm here to help you. Okay, just listen to Cuño just once.
Cuño's weird. This is what I've come to the conclusion. What? He's just
weird.
Different. It tastes synthetic. Oh, you were expecting the natural shamrock, were you? Of course it's synthetic. It's flavoring in a milkshake.
But that's the point of me eating healthy food. You don't want to taste synthetic.
Nah, he's weird. I'm with you, Crowder. I'm not certain that he's all he's cracked up to be.
I would agree with you on that.
Do you want a real shamrock salad, like with the little four-leaf clover?
Yeah. What are you looking for, a four-leaf clover salad?
See, that's the thing. You guys think I came into this not expecting it to taste like this. I knew it was going to taste like this, and this is why I'm mad. It's because I say yes to these stupid things, and then I gotta go, and then I go through with it, and I know I'm upset. I know I'm going to go in it upset. I know I'm going to come out of it upset, and I still do it.
All right. Well, I want you to finish it. Do us a favor and finish it, okay?
Okay. No chance.
See you, Mike.
Bye.
Mike Cuño from CBS4. That was absolutely delightful. He's angry at us. He's angry at himself. He's angry at the world, and now he's going to go to his engagement thing, and he's going to be angry at everyone there because now that's his mindset. That was
Are we good friends?
No, not at all.
Okay, as long as you're honest, because Cuño made me question us.
Right. No, I'm done being good friends, though. I had my time being good friends to people. Now I just want that reaction.
51? You can cut all that off?
That was funny as hell, man.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.